All right, Tom, we are on the record for After Talk. I think Brian went to the bathroom, so he'll be back in a minute.
You know, they say a man goes to bathroom 3 times in his life.
You spend a third of your life in the bathroom.
First time is a metaphor. The second time is an allegory. And the third time is a piece of shit.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to After Talk. Tom.
Wait a minute. Why did I just hear, I didn't get that. Could you try again? Oh, I set off my own laptop. It's hilarious.
Tom, you know, I don't normally binge that. I don't normally binge thing. I don't binge very much.
You're not one of those.
I just take a little bit of time.
Yeah, take your time. Enjoy life.
But I finished up Resident Evil over the weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. What'd you think?
I liked it in the way I like Westworld, in that it looks cool. It has action and spectacle. It's not as good as Westworld. That's where the comparison ends. But I think for like a nice, cheaper science fiction show, like, I think Resident Evil like works. I think it works.
All right. That's good to know. I have always wanted to be a fan of Resident Evil. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know that I've ever even seen any of the movies. But I always like the trailers, and I'm like, oh, those look cool. I want to watch that. And I felt that way about the series, too, even if Mila Jovovich isn't in it.
Yeah.
So it's good to hear that it might be a fun thing to throw on.
Yeah. And I don't know a lot about the games other than the things everybody knows. Raccoon City and Ada Wong.
Fog.
Fog. Yeah, that's right. Stars. But
counting stars
that doesn't come up too much in the show, so you can kind of jump in. But I like that. Oh, and you know what I did watch over the weekend is the new Hulu film Not Okay. Have you guys seen about Not Okay?
I've heard about it. I haven't watched it.
The idea is a woman who is desperate to become famous takes a week off of work from her job as a photo editor and pretends to go to Paris. And so she takes all these photos of her and she photoshops them to make it look like she's not in Brooklyn. Well, one night she goes, she posts, oh, hey, you know, just having breakfast at the Arc de la Triomphe. Hey, check me out. She goes to bed because it's like midnight in America. And she wakes up and her phone is blowing up because there was a terrorist attack in France like 5 minutes after she posted that at the Arc de Triomphe. And she gets into this. It's everything after that you can expect. I'll say this. I don't like this movie. I see what it is trying to do. Because the main character is completely unlikable. She has no redeeming. She is cartoonishly selfish, cartoonishly greedy. And to the point where she doesn't get a redemption arc. Hey, spoiler alert. She doesn't get an ending because the message of the story is, well, yeah, dog, you're like a bad person. And that is clearly like, I can have empathy for you.
Probably shouldn't have done that.
You probably should not have done that.
Yeah.
At the same time, they have other stories of people who are characters who go through actual traumas. And they do some interesting stuff with that, but it's not worth all of the digging you have to go through of this cartoon of a bad character.
Did you hear about the controversy related to its content warning?
That content warning is, that's not even in the movie. None of those content warnings are even in the movie. They're all promotional. So have you seen this, Brian?
No, but all of a sudden I'm super fascinated.
So I misunderstood then. I assumed this shows as the actual content warning before the movie plays. No?
I have seen a lot of them, and the only time I saw one of them was when Hulu auto-played the trailer, which starts with one of those, which is
okay,
like...
Okay, so maybe it's before the trailer that people are seeing it. But it says, this film contains flashing lights, themes of trauma, and an unlikable female protagonist.
Yeah, and in the Hulu...
the unlikable female protagonist is a wry humor, like, ha ha ha.
Right. I think I'm in favor of that kind of camouflage. Not to take anything away from people with actual epileptics, photosensitivities, or anything like that, but but if you can tell the truth without shining a spotlight on the truth, and telegraph it too far in advance, that seems like a clever thing to do.
I mean, it did help me 5 minutes into the movie realize, no, they're not going to make her likable. There's a moment where a character who actually goes through trauma tells her, well, you know, sometimes people like to make villains out of victims. People like to make villains out of victims. And our character, who is so greedy and so selfish, steals the line and says it wrong and says, well, sometimes they like to make victims out of villains. And that's exactly her whole thing. That's exactly her thing. She's like, she's the worst person possible. And at the end, you have a little bit of empathy for her. But you also say, you really did that need to chase fame was bad. But I didn't need it to take 90 minutes to tell me that.
The writer and director, Quinn Shepherd, said that it was interesting to me that a large chunk of the audience seemed genuinely upset by the fact that the film was about Danny, the main character. So I just wanted to kind of poke at it a little in explanation for the content warning joke.
Yeah. So, you know.
In other words, people seem to think that my main character sucked. So I poked fun at the fact that my main character sucked because it was supposed to suck.
Yeah, which makes sense. I mean, I think the content warning thing is a fun joke. I think it's a cute joke, but that's in the headlines because it's got content.
A bunch of people on Twitter were like, why is Hulu warning me about an unlikable female protagonist?
Yeah.
They did a similar thing with the boys episode where it's just like, hey, this contains blank, 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 all of which are over the top, ridiculous, and cost us way too much. And it's like, I love the plain talking warnings like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, don't bother with that movie. You got more of me telling you about it than sitting through.
Not rewatching. I haven't seen it before. I'm going back and catching up on The Orville.
Oh, I assume you like it. How far in are you?
The more I watch, the more I like. I am near the end of season two.
More than Brave New Worlds?
Brave New World? What?
The
Peacock series?
Yeah.
No, Star Trek Strange New Worlds.
Strange New Worlds.
Oh, Strange New Worlds. entirely different. Strange New Worlds is to the original series of Star Trek what Orville is to the Next Generation.
Huh. Yeah. So we had to call off going to DEF CON because it's very expensive and we have no idea how many people will show up to buy things from us, but there.
How do you feel about that? Because you've gone to DEF CON, you know, for the past few years.
I feel bad about it, real bad, especially because Justin's going without me now and... Oh. We don't get to work on a top secret project while we're out there.
Mm-hmm.
We have to.
But do you usually make money at DEF CON?
A little. It's mainly just a blast.
Yeah, to be out gotcha. There. You usually make enough money to make it worth having gone, but
correct.
Not enough money to risk not making that money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, all those people for the past 30 years who've been saying like, this economy, times are tough. This is what actual tough times feel like.
Yeah.
This feels more like the 70s and 80s to me than any of the downturns we've experienced in a while.
Okay,
I'm hoping for a housing bubble so that my rent goes down, but I don't think that's ever going to happen.
We can't end. I mean, part of me just wants to spend the next 20 minutes going down this rabbit hole, but yes. Okay.
Did you guys see the new Iron Chef on Netflix? It's good. It's Iron Chef-y.
Yeah?
Yeah. They got the chairman back. They got Alton Brown back. They added a new lady. It's fantastic.
Very good. The Ferris Chef.
Yeah.
Has not has ended his day off. I don't know. I was trying to do a iron Ferris Bueller.
Ferris Bueller.
Oh,
I was I was there for you.
Thanks, man.
I was like, Ferrisarium rods? That's those could be some sort of iron or a common metal, I believe.
Oh, man.
But it's good. It's fancy.
I got distracted when I was talking about Lollapalooza on Chord Killers. Do either of you enjoy watching like live concert stuff like that?
On occasion, yeah. Like hell's yeah. Like
it was, I think what was most fun is that you could just have it on in the background, right? You didn't have to pay close attention, but I kept discovering people like, oh, who's this? They're interesting. Oh, they're a Canadian house band that has gone country and live in Brooklyn. Weird. Okay, cool. Hmm. Like, you know.
Yeah. They're called South of the Border, eh?
But they're called it ironically now because they live in Brooklyn.
Yeah. I'll throw in the Coachella every once in a while. In years past, yeah. I have. It's tough because I never know when it's happening until it's already happening, and then I don't want to spend. And then the other thing is, I just don't want to spend the whole day like zoning out watching it.
But they have good stuff. Something I allow myself to just dip in and out of. I don't ever feel like I have to like, oh, I've got to sit here and watch all the artists. It's more of a discovery situation.
Mm. More of a strange new world, kind of a brand new world.
Yeah, it's more of a lower decks.
I guess what else?
An ACL. Red Bull has streamed out Austin City Limits live in years past, too. That's pretty cool. Free music.
I'm real ready for it to not be 100 degrees every day.
Yeah.
I'm trying real hard not to just be that guy.
Sure is a hot one.
It's very hot.
Well, thank you for being hot patrons, hot supporters.
Yeah, you know what's even hotter than 110 degrees? Nothing, but coming close is you, the patrons.
Thank you everybody for your support over at patreon.com/chordkillers. Did you guys see someone took a photo of the sun?
Like a weird ass, like fuzzy sun, and the Reddit posting was like, this is the best picture of the sun. And I'm like, is it?
I don't know. There's been a lot of really good pictures of the sun.
Right?
Yeah.
The thing I liked about it was that, at least the tweet that I saw it from falsely said that it was from NASA, which it's not. It is from an amateur astronomer.
It's a dude who took a picture of the sun and then ran it through a filter that said Shagify.
You don't think that this is, you think this is phony?
It's
a flaming, it's a ball of flaming metal.
I think this is viral campaigning for Garfield 7.
Oh. Oh, I see the lasagna flex. Oh, it's...
I've just...
It got me
fire
again.
Fire roasted peppers.
I'm zooming out here, and oh, my goodness.
It's Morris the cat.
Oh.
Well, thank you, everybody, again, for being patrons, and thank you for supporting us. We'll be back next week.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Love you.